Well, the Japanese beverage giant Suntory announced plans to buy Beam Inc. for $16 billion. Beam, of course, is the maker of bourbons, including Jim Beam. Most bourbons are made in Kentucky. In fact, they're supposed to be. And as Rick Howlett of member station WFPL reports, many people hope this deal preserves the drink's uniquely Kentucky heritage.
Suntory has been in the beer and spirits industry in Japan for more than a century. But this is what many Americans think of when they hear the name.
For relaxing times, make it Suntory time.
That's Bill Murray in the 2003 film Lost in Translation, in which he plays an actor who goes to Tokyo to shoot a whiskey commercial. If the deal is approved by shareholders as expected, the name Suntory is likely to become more familiar in the U.S. in the months ahead. Bourbon's popularity has exploded in recent years, especially in Japan and other Asian markets. The Kentucky Distillers Association calls the Suntory purchase of Beam exciting news and evidence that the bourbon renaissance is strong. Carla Carlton agrees and believes any qualms about the new owners will be put to rest.
I know some people were talking about how, you know, this is terrible, we're being taken over by a Japanese company, but I mean, I guess I see it as an investment in Kentucky.
Carlton is a contributing writer for the Bourbon Review and blogs under the name The Bourbon Babe. She predicts Suntory will embrace bourbon's colorful history and its appeal to tourists who flock to Kentucky's distilleries.
Bourbon is it's very much an American product, and it must be by law, so it'll still be made here in Kentucky. I don't see them making huge changes. I mean, I think they're buying, you know, the product for what it is now, and will try to maintain that as much as possible.
Suntory officials say they don't plan any management changes at Beam's American headquarters in Illinois.
Cheers. Cheers.
In Kentucky, the bourbon celebration continues. Coincidentally, on the day of the sale announcement, industry and government leaders gathered in Louisville to announce the Kentucky Bourbon Affair this spring. It's a fantasy camp of sorts for bourbon connoisseurs to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Congress declaring bourbon America's only native spirit. Eight distilleries, including Jim Beam and Maker's Mark, are participating in bourbon-making demonstrations, behind-the-scenes tours, and, of course, tastings. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher says an important element of bourbon's success has been the willingness of its producers to work together on events such as this.
They're smart competitors that realize by working together, we can make the whole industry a lot bigger, and you can see that happening in the numbers right now.
Fisher predicts more heady times are ahead for the bourbon industry. He says if this were a football game, we're in the first quarter. For NPR News, I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.